Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Joining us this week, just a few days after fall semester graduation in the Mitchell Center, but before the Christmas holiday starts, is Assistant Athletic Director for Academic Services, Jason Kelly. Jason, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity to talk to you.
We'll touch on a number of topics throughout this podcast, but one of the reasons I approached you initially about doing this at this time is having said that finals are done, graduation's over, but whereas some people might think, oh, okay, well, your job is done till students and student athletes return in January, that's not quite the case. Talk about what goes on this initial week after the semester kind of ends and some of the responsibilities you have to really close out the fall.
No, not at all. This is definitely a busy time of the year for myself and my staff. Today is kind of a down day. Today is a nerve-wracking day, but kind of a down day. Being a Monday, the day grades are reported. But beginning tomorrow on Tuesday, grades become live, and the student-athletes can see their grades, but then we can also run reports. And that's when we start calculating eligibility, grade reports, making sure that the students are eligible to compete during the intersession, but more importantly, making sure that they can compete during the spring semester or the upcoming semester. So it's a busy time of the year.
Obviously a very important responsibility, but not the only one in academic services. If you were to list a couple of bullet points of what you think are the main things that yourself and your staff handle on a day-to-day basis, what would those things be?
There's a number of different things that we do within our department, advising, counseling, helping students just in general, making sure that they're making good decisions and helping them through the process of what every student goes through, not just student athletes, but what every student goes through, working with professors and working with faculty members. The difference between our student athletes and the normal student is they're putting in really a full-time job on the court, on the practice field, and on the field competing, and it takes up a lot of their time. And when they're missing class due to trips and the travel, whatever that may be, they're missing a lot of classwork. So making sure that they're utilizing our resources, whether that be tutoring, weekly meetings with students, whatever that may be, making sure that they're utilizing those resources so that they are successful in the classroom.
And while these next few days will be busy for yourself and your staff, you hit a point once the grades are finalized and everything's been turned in. You got a few days before the Christmas break, and then after the holiday, there's a little bit of time before the semester starts. Talk about what yourself and your staff do to help student athletes leading into semesters when it seems like there would be downtime.
You know, today is Monday, December 12th. Tomorrow on Tuesday, December 13th, grades are released. It's a very busy time for us, not only, as you mentioned, the eligibility portion, but a bigger portion is reviewing past grades, reviewing past schedules, seeing where students are successful and unsuccessful, and then helping that student maybe make changes or corrections to their upcoming spring semester, helping them modify and maneuver through what may be a difficult time if their grades weren't as good as what the student athlete maybe wanted those grades to be, but making sure that they're set up for success moving forward.
You know, we're in between periods, but during a regular fall or spring semester, describe what a typical day is like for you in terms of how you break it down between meetings and visiting student athletes and anything else you may have on the agenda.
A typical day, one thing about I love about college athletics and I love about my job is no day is typical, as you well know. Every day is a little bit different. Some days you may have a complete schedule and a plan for that day, but that day gets changed immediately when you get that first email. But for the most part, my days consist of meeting with whether that be coaches or student athletes, making sure that our coaches are aware of how our student athletes are doing. I do serve on several committees on campus, so from time to time we have meetings on campus, whether that be with international students or admissions or the registrar's office. But my day is full of meetings, and I try to organize myself accordingly and kind of have a plan going into each day, knowing what that day is going to entail, and hopefully it's a great day.
And, of course, you know, you're fortunate enough. I know administratively you help supervise the volleyball program, and that's not part of academic advising. It is part of your duties, but not necessarily it because of that role, but because of what you do administratively. Talk about wearing different hats and going from working with a program as a support advisor, supervisor versus working with a sport where that's a team that you handle their grades, their class schedules, and there's a different involvement, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. When I interviewed for my position and accepted the position here at South Alabama, Dr. Erdman explained to me that I would have an opportunity to get into sport administration. That's something I definitely wanted to explore and get into, and it's allowed me a great deal of responsibility, a great deal of involvement with that team, and I've learned a lot, and I've absolutely enjoyed it and loved it. Getting to see those young ladies come here as freshmen and watching them through not just from an academic standpoint, but through all of the different steps that they take, whether that's working with media relations or working with the training room and helping the coaches work through different issues and concerns that they may have and helping them lead to a successful year.
It is definitely different in terms of maybe the seeing the bigger picture versus the short term where you're concerned about schedules, grades, and all that. Can definitely see that. Looking back, Jason, when did you figure out that you wanted to work in collegiate sports and possibly as an administrator?
You know, I originally went to school. I wanted to be a physical education teacher, and I wanted to coach high school baseball, and that was my lifelong goal. And I hate to admit this, but I did my student teaching, and I started working with some young 5th, 6th graders, and then 7th and 8th graders, and I decided very quickly that physical education was not the route for me. And I called my parents, and I told my parents I wanted to go, I wanted to change my major. They didn't seem too keen to the idea, so I decided that I was going to go to graduate school. I did a lot of research, and I knew that I wanted to work in college athletics, or I began to realize that that's what I wanted to do. I'd had a background as a student trainer at Mississippi State, and I'd done some internships within the department, and I really felt comfortable with that and decided that that's what I wanted to do. And then after grad school, I did grad school. I applied for jobs, probably 150 jobs all over the country. I finally got an internship. I got an internship offer, 2 in 1 day, and those were my first two offers. I took one of the offers, and it's worked out well for me.
Yeah, that offer came from Ohio, and I'll touch on that here in a little bit. But I want to go back when you did 3 years as a student athletic trainer. Was that part of the path you thought was going to lead to coaching, or how did you get involved in that? You remember?
I did. I had a great high school baseball coach who went to Mississippi State, And he knew I wanted to go to Mississippi State, and he had some connections. I believe his brother actually worked in the weight room at the time in the strength and conditioning department. And he made some calls, and he told me he could help me get on the athletic training staff. And it was a great opportunity, and it afforded me a little scholarship and some living expense. So it was a great opportunity for me, and I absolutely loved it. I really enjoyed what I was doing. But as time went on, I knew that the athletic training side of athletics was not necessarily what I wanted to venture down the road with.
So tell us what part of Mississippi you grew up in.
I grew up in until I was 13, I lived in Columbus, Mississippi, not too far from Tuscaloosa. And then when I turned 13, we moved to a little small town called Winona, Mississippi, just off of I-55, between Jackson and Memphis. So it was small town USA.
And when you think back, look back on your childhood, you know, when did you start playing sports? What did you play? What was your favorite?
I played baseball from a young child. Probably picked up a baseball when I was 2 or 3 years old, and I never put it down. I absolutely loved baseball. In the seventh grade, right when I moved to Winona, they were beginning a soccer team. So I began playing soccer as well, and I thought that it was a good opportunity for me to stay in shape or to get in shape for baseball season. Absolutely loved soccer, played 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade years. Absolutely loved it. But my first love was always baseball. I was not a great baseball player. I was not a great soccer player either. I did get to play a lot of soccer because it was a very young program, and there weren't a lot of people in my town that had actual experience playing soccer. So I got to play a lot of soccer, but still my first love was always baseball.
And then you told us before you knew that you wanted to go to Mississippi State, so you had, and then you throw in the bonus of knowing that you can get in that training program and everything's set up. Now, you did the internship there after you earned your undergraduate degree in 2001. Tell us about the internship and some of the main responsibilities that you had, because certainly I think it helped point you in the right direction in how you were going to get into collegiate athletics.
I worked for a gentleman by the name of Bracky Brett, and Bracky is still at Mississippi State. He is a great man. He was actually a longtime high school football coach in Mississippi somehow he ended up working as in compliance at Mississippi State. He offered me the opportunity to to do an internship, but more than anything, it was to shadow himself and his assistant director. And it was a great opportunity for me to learn and to see what college athletics was all about. At the time, that's really what I wanted to do, was to go into compliance. And I think one thing about compliance is they get to see the entire aspect of college athletics. They get to see a little bit of everything. Their hands are involved in the financial side, the marketing side, the development side. They get to see all of the different aspects. So I really enjoyed that opportunity, and I can't thank him enough for giving me that opportunity.
So tell us about the first year at Ohio. You were an intern, so you're working full-time, but it's not full-time pay, and you're in a completely different world. How did you adjust? What were the biggest changes you had to make to go from living in Mississippi to living in Ohio?
I moved up to Ohio. It was I was offered a 10-month internship, and I couldn't wait. I was thinking, you know what? It's a 10-month internship. I can't wait to get up there and get started, and then I will look for jobs all across the Southeast, and I will be back closer to home. The opportunity afforded itself where the assistant director, at the time it was a two-person department. There was a director, an assistant director, and then two interns. And I was one of the two interns. the assistant director was married to a football coach, and the football coach got another job at another university, and she followed along, and she left, I guess, sometime in January, and I was asked to apply for the position. I applied for the position and received the position, and about 10 years later, I left Ohio University for South Alabama. It was a 10-month contract that turned into 10 years, but I wouldn't change anything about it.
You had a multitude of roles and spent that time in Ohio. What drew your interest to the program and the department at South Alabama?
You know, I always knew I wanted to get back closer to home. And I saw this job posted for the director of academic services at South Alabama, and I saw it posted, and it had been posted for a week or two, and I decided I would email Dr. Joel Erdman, who I had not met at the time, that I would email him and just see if the position had been filled or if the position was still open. Probably later that afternoon, I heard from our now associate athletic director for internal operations, Daniel McCarthy. We spoke, and it was a great opportunity to get to know more about South Alabama and for them to get to know more about me. I came on campus several weeks later, and I absolutely loved it. You know, at the time, it was, I guess, 2012. They were building two new dorms on campus. They were building Shelby Hall, which is our beautiful engineering building. It was a great time at South Alabama, and you could see that just from my short visit. And then getting to meet Dr. Erdman and seeing his vision and hearing the excitement with the goals and what he had in mind for this department, I knew this was something I had to be a part of.
You know, now that you've been here since the spring of 2012, you've definitely had a chance to get fully involved in the department and have an impact on hundreds of student athletes' lives, thousands really, when you get this far along. What's your favorite part of the job?
Honestly, working in academic services, probably my favorite, there's no probably about it. I love watching our student athletes graduate. But more than anything, I love watching when that light comes on. You know, when that light comes on for the student in the classroom or on the court or on the field, typically those all happen at the same time. When that young man or young woman come in to South Alabama, they think they have it all figured out. But then when they actually do figure it out, that's the best moment, I guess, for what I really appreciate about my job.
If you were to help someone get into academic athletic services, is there any one or two or three things that you would say to them or point out to them that would help prepare someone who wants to get in this field?
I would say there's two. Number one, I think your work ethic. You have to, just like any profession that anyone would go into, you have to be willing to work and work efficiently. And number two, being patient, remembering that you're working with student athletes who for the first time are going through those college experiences and who are leaving home and coming to a foreign place for those students. But being patient and working with those students in a patient manner.
Do you find that you set, like a lot of department goals, each summer when the fall semester starts, is so that there's a measurement, or is it more about the bigger picture of helping student athletes continue to advance in their education on their path to their degree?
We do set goals. There's different types of goals. You know, there's one goal is I don't want any student athlete to be ineligible after any semester. So that is a huge goal for our department. Then we set GPA goals for team success. So we may say, you know, this team currently has a 3.25 GPA. Next semester or at the end of the upcoming semester, we want that GPA, that team GPA, to be a 3.35. And then we've tried to figure out how we're going to get there. How can we improve that GPA? What do we need to change about what we're doing to help make improvements? And people may say, well, you know, it's a 3.25. That's a really good GPA for a team. It is, but we can make it better. So how do we do that?
you've done a lot of things since getting your master's degree from Mississippi State in 03 at a couple of different schools. And do you ever sit there and think long term where you would like to be and how you would, how soon you'd like to be there? Or is it more day to day that you're focused on South Alabama and its student athletes?
You know, I do. I do think about my lifelong goals or my professional goals as they relate to my career. One day I would like to be an athletic director. Taking the path in academic services, working on the internal side of an athletic department, it's a little bit more difficult to get to that athletic director position, as some would believe it to be. Typically, at least it seems in my research, that most athletic directors come from the external side, the marketing development, the fundraising side. But I do have aspirations of one day being an athletic director. But my job every day is to make South Alabama better from an academic standpoint, and then helping our volleyball program be successful and helping them succeed. So if I feel like if I do those two things and I contribute positively to everything that Dr. Erdman asked me, then my responsibility and my role will continue to develop, and I will get more and more experience, and hopefully one day I'll have the opportunity to be an athletic director.
Visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with Jason Kelly, Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Academic Services, and appreciate the time. But before we let you go, I got kind of like a 2-minute drill. First answers that pop in your head on these questions, stuff away from, well, mostly away from the job. But first off, you know, what do you like to do when the opportunity arises? You actually have free time.
I love to play golf. I'm not very good, but I enjoy playing. I love to fish. I probably don't catch very many fish, but I love to sit out there and try.
What's your favorite athletic moment as an administrator?
You know, as hard as this may be to answer, I really enjoyed watching our football team beat Mississippi State this year. It doesn't get much better than that. I root for Mississippi State every game they play, except when they play South Alabama. So that was a lot of fun. We've beaten them in other sports as well, soccer, baseball. But it was a lot of fun to beat them in football this year.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I was able to take my son last year to a New Orleans Saints, Tennessee Titans game over in New Orleans. And he is a huge NFL fan, so he absolutely loved it. I was able to secure some sideline passes for before the game, so seeing him down on the sideline and just he couldn't wait to see Drew Brees and see that whole team, so that was absolutely amazing.
And on your bucket list, what is an athletic event you've never been to that you want to go to?
I really would like to go to the Masters. I've always wanted to go. I hope to get the opportunity one day.
What's your favorite place to go on vacation?
Anywhere in the Caribbean. If it's water, the warmth, the sand, the sun, that's where I want to be.
Is there any place out there that you've never been to that you want to take a visit to?
I'd really like to go to New York City. I've been for a short time, kind of a drive-in, drive-out. We just spent probably an hour in New York City, but I'd love the opportunity to go back and spend a couple of days in New York City.
What's your favorite movie?
Tin Cup.
Your favorite book?
Leadership. It's by Rudolph Giuliani.
Favorite musical artist?
Dave Matthews.
And the last question, which I know you're thrilled to hear, though you may take a moment to think about it, is when down the road when we're all watching the Jason Kelly story, what actor plays the lead role in that production?
You know, I know I'm not as good looking as him, but I would probably say maybe like a Kevin Costner, just because I've seen all of his movies and he does a lot of sports movies, so we could go with him.
That's Jason Kelly, Assistant Athletic Director for Academic Athletic Services here at South Alabama. Jason, appreciate the time this week on Inside Jag Nation, the podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!